day in the life of a 1950s housewife. Morning, darling, would you like a cup of tea? 7:30 a.m. An alarm rings and I roll over to a stream of sunlight coming through the bedroom curtains. I don't get up, though, because my 1950s husband always brings me a cup of tea in bed. Bliss. I hear the boys waking up and rampaging down the stairs. My youngest son asks me where his tracksuit bottoms are. Gosh, I totally forgot he had sport today at school. I slip into my silk dressing gown and look through the laundry in the airing cupboard, hoping to find his missing sports kit before school. Everything okay, darling? Asks my obedient husband. Elevenses. 11 a.m. My phone rings and it's my friend Miranda asking me to come out to meet her and the girls for a coffee at Marnie's on the corner, followed by some shopping if we have time. I say I am simply too busy making my blackberry jam. She manages to persuade me to make my jam another time, and I agree and go upstairs to get dressed. I feel so relaxed. It's madness. I notice whilst applying my foundation and lip liner that there is a blockage in my sink. I must call our plumber, or maybe Bob the Builder could come around and have a look at it later. I nearly forgot to darken my amazingly arched eyebrows with a brow pencil. Oh, and I nearly forgot my lip gloss. I open my wardrobe that takes up a whole wall, and I am faced with decisions of what to wear between a twin set and pearls with my pencil skirt, or maybe I should wear my new black slacks I bought last week. I quickly put the washing out to dry before I leave the house to meet the girls for our weekly coffee morning. Therapy shopping. 12:30 p.m. After coffee, Miranda and I say goodbye to Camilla and Lucy and hit the shops on Richmond Hill for a spot of therapy before lunch. I end up buying a gorgeous cashmere jumper from this lovely French boutique. Oh, and a pretty camisole and pants from the lingerie shop which has just opened. I don't forget to buy a nice bottle of red wine for my husband from the posh wine merchants on the hill. For the children, I buy some stationery for my daughter and some sweets for the boys. We decide to walk to the Petersham Hotel for a light lunch and a glass of bubbly. No chance of getting any housework done this afternoon when I get home, as I will be too light-headed. I make a mental note to do the hoovering tomorrow morning instead. School run. 3:30 p.m. Gosh, look at the time. I say goodbye to Miranda and dash into my Morris Minor to go and collect the children. I almost forget to stop at the dance shop on the way home to buy some tights for my daughter's ballet class tomorrow. I then whiz around the corner to collect my youngest and then on to my daughter's school. I'm late again, she will never forgive me. I remember I forgot to leave out some tea and cake for my eldest child and feel slightly guilty. Home sweet home. 5 p.m. When I get home with the children, I notice my eldest is chilling out in the living room whilst watching Blue Peter. Goodness me, look at the time already and I haven't even prepared my husband's vodka and tonic. I just have time to take my shopping upstairs before he gets back at 6 p.m. My son asks me what's for supper, and I reply that maybe we could have a barbecue, as Daddy seems so keen on his new toy, and it saves me slaving over a hot stove again. When my husband arrives home, he reminds me of the awards dinner tonight. Oh my goodness me, I totally forgot all about it. I quickly have to call my babysitter to come over and look after the children. I rush upstairs again and find a silk patterned dress that I just purchased from my favourite friend's shop at the end of our street. Phew, thank goodness I have this to wear. I find my kitten heels with a handbag to match. I refresh my lipstick and eyeliner and powder my nose before meeting my husband downstairs. Awards dinner, 7:30 p.m. We arrive early to a midst of businessmen and their wives. Colourful cocktails and gorgeous wine. A waiter offers me a drink. Gosh, I need this. A few say hello and look me up and down. Wow, I had no idea how amazing I can look with the right dress and shoes on. Thank goodness for that French boutique at the end of our street. JB and his wife say hello to us and invite us to join their table. The evening drags on with endless polite conversation and speeches, and music too. At last, we manage to get away and say our goodbyes to the endless array of people at this dinner. No place like home. 11 p.m. Wow, what a relief to take these kitten heels off. Why do we have to endure these in the 1950s? My husband offers to drive the babysitter home whilst I check on the children. They're all soundly asleep, and that's a relief. I make a nightcap for my husband and I. Time to sleep. 11:30 p.m. When my husband arrives back, I discuss having a holiday in the sun this year, perhaps in the south of France, rather than the east coast of England. He goes berserk and says we can barely afford to live our comfortable lifestyle as it is. He stomps up the stairs, huffing and puffing about how hard it is to be the sole breadwinner whilst I stay at home powdering my nose all day. I sigh and do wish I wasn't so keen on coffee mornings and lunches with my girlfriends. Although it is marvellous fun to be a 1950s housewife, I do detest the housework part of my job. Oh no, I forget. I've left my shopping under the bed. I rush upstairs to retrieve it before my husband sees it first.